and I offered it to you, you might say, well, I don't think I want a peach, but give me
an apple.
Okay. And talking about some boys that did something, if you were pointing them out, you might say, well, it wasn't these boys right here. It must have been one of
those boys.
And if you're talking about somebody who lives somewhere, you might say, well, he doesn't live here. He lives
down the road.
Or maybe over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And telling somebody, if you were telling somebody how to do something, you might tell them, well, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
What about if somebody said something to you and you didn't hear what he says because maybe he was mumbling? What would you say to him to make him say that again?
Speak louder. I didn't understand you.
Okay. What is the opposite of rich?
Poor.
What about you might say, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life's hard on a man. What kind of man? Life's hard on a man.
Poor man.
A man who's poor? Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, what would you call a lot of those things together? You'd say you had a
plenty of fruit.
Okay. Or have you ever heard of people call a place where they have a lot of one particular kind of tree, they say they've got a peach tree?
Peach tree, an apple tree,
Have you ever heard that called an orchard?
Yeah.
An orchard?
Yeah. We had orchards on the farm when we were coming up. Yeah. In fact, we just didn't have to think about being hungry. There's always something that we could be eating on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And talking about the amount of money a person has, again, I might say, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
They were rich.
Okay. Talking about tree orchards a minute ago, what kind of fruit do you have around here?
Am I here now?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a few. Fruit don't grow here like it used to.
Mm-hmm.
A few apple trees. Lots of pear trees.
Mm-hmm.
Peach trees. We used to put up so much fruit in jars till we didn't have nowhere to stash it. Maybe stick it out in a little house we call the smokehouse.
Mm-hmm. Talking about fruit, do you know what kind of tree it was that George Washington was supposed to cut down?
Cherry tree.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that, the hard inside part of a cherry that you can't eat?
Kernel.
The kernel? Mm-hmm. Okay. You were talking about a peach a minute ago. What about the inside of a peach? What do you call it, the hard part?
Peach seed.
Peach seed. Have you ever seen a kind of peach that, you know, the flesh of the peach was really tight against the... What kind of peach do you call that?
Press
peach. And what about the other kind? The
clear seed.
Clear seed.
And then you can pull a peach open. It's a clear seed, but a pressed peach, you've got to cut it with a knife if you get it to the core.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call that part of the apple that you can't eat, that you have to throw away?
Same thing. A few little seeds in the middle of the apple.
Do you call the whole thing the core?
Yeah.
Of the apple. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen people who took peaches or apples and sliced them up and dried those parts?
Yeah, me and my mother used to dry her peaches and